mamish. Nafiloi beskenach zayin asofi. Even if there's a doubt, as Reivishne will halten Eden noch a regge and golos with them goyla nachasuach, even if Chas HaShom there's some doubt that maybe the Eivishne will want us hold us another moment in golos because of the tremendous pleasure that Eivishne has from avoda in golos. There's a famous word that the Rebbe says this over the name of the Friedrich Rebbe, that the Rebbe Rashab said, I think, in the Haggadah, there are words there where it says, Baruch HaMokim, Asher Chisher V'Yisakeitz Lasses, which means, thank the Eivishne that he made an end to the Golos. The question is, why do we have to thank the Eivishne that he made an end to the Golos? The Golos is suffering, we don't want it, the Eivishne surely doesn't want it. So what does it mean? We're thanking him that he made an end to it, as if, Chas V'Shalom, there was a special effort to make an end to it. And the answer is that on a spiritual level, why is the whole Golos taking place? Because there's a certain pleasure from the Inyan of Avodah. In other words, when a person has no desire to do anything wrong, there's no Yetzahara, and there's no other option, and we do everything right, the Eivishne doesn't have any tremendous pleasure in that, because there's nothing really happening. The pleasure is when a person has a choice, has a Bechira, and they make the right choice. That's the greatest pleasure of the Eivishne, the pleasure of Avodah, that we do it. And actually, this is the whole purpose of creation. There's this point that many times people miss the main point when they talk about why the Eivishne created the world. We all know what it says in Chassidus, wrote down in Tanya, Nisaba Kodesh Baruch Hu Liyas L'Dira B'Tachtayim. The Eivishne wanted a dwelling place in this world. So most people always repeat this phrase, the Eivishne wanted a dwelling place in this world. But there's one part of it that many people just miss the point. And that is that the Eivishne wanted a dwelling place in this world. So why are we struggling so much? Why couldn't he just create this world, as we know it, a Gashmidic world, and then he would transform it into a dwelling place and he has what he wants? What's going on for 5,761 years? Why do we have to go through all this? So the one word which is constantly missed is not just the Eivishne wanted a dwelling place in this world. The Eivishne wants a dwelling place in this world through our avodah, that we do it. And therefore, the whole mile is when it's my avodah. If I don't have the avodah, it happens by itself, the Eivishne did it. That's not the purpose of creation. That's why malachim, they don't fulfill the purpose of creation, only humans. And humans have a choice to do this or that, and they choose to do the right thing. So therefore, when you transform the Gashmis to the Ruchnis, it's Takavay. And that's how it's explained in Tanya, the famous Perek Hamishos in the 15th chapter in Tanya, the Alter Rebbe explains that if a person learns Torah and reviews everything, learns 100 times, and someone else reviews it 101 times, that one extra time is the Ein Arech higher than the one that does it 100 times. Because the one that does it 100 times in those days, it was a common thing, and they were used to it. There was no Avodah involved. It's natural. The one time is more than that. So the Rebbe, I remember many times, the Rebbe would express himself and say that if a person does something, even if it's a hairline of a move, but that hairline of a move is Avodah, it took me effort, and there was a struggle until I finally did it, that is much greater than someone else doing hundreds of things, bigger things, but there was no avodah involved, because that's not the purpose of creation. The purpose of creation is through avodah. So therefore, it says that when Mashiach will come, it's called Yomim Shem Bem Chepetz. That's not the real pleasure. The real pleasure comes from avodah. There's a story that in the times of the Kantanistan were children who were snatched away from their homes, and as little children, the Russian army was trying to force them to give up Yiddishkeit. And there are amazing stories about these children who were very young, which means they didn't have a chance to have a real solid education, but nevertheless their emunah was strong, and many of them gave up their lives for Yiddishkeit, not to eat treif, and gave up their lives to put on film, gave up their lives to keep Shabbos. They were beaten, they were tortured, and a lot of stories told about these people. So there's a story where once somebody came to a big chassid, his name was Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac of Vitebsk, the big rav. He was very involved in saving these Kantanistan children. that somebody once introduced to Kantonistan. They were adults at this point already, but they were in the army since 7 years old. And he said, these two boys, they're in the army for many years, and when they left home, they knew nothing except for a few mishnas, a few mishnayas by heart. All the year they were there, some 20 years or something, all they did was review the same mishnayas over and over and over and over, and that's how they lived. And he got all emotional, and he gave a, started to pound on the table, and he said, because of these kids, we're still in Golos. Everybody got scared. What kind of words are that? How can you say that? Such a Mesiras Nefesh. So he said, we can't even begin to imagine the tainu, the maila of such an avodah. But this avodah will not happen once Mashiach comes. So that's what it means, Baruch HaMoka Mashiach Chishav as a case last says, even though the Eibishter's tainu, pleasure, comes when there's a nesoyin, and when there's an avodah, when there's a skafia, when we have to do something. Nevertheless, the Eibishter will make an end to the Golos, and he'll bring a world which will be only pleasure for us, and there's no choice, and there's no itin of avodah, and so on. So therefore, that's what the Rebbe is saying here. Even if Chas v'Shalom, the Eibishter will want to hold us in Golos another moment, even though for us it's worse and it's hotter, but nevertheless, mitzvah the Eibishter, there's that pleasure of avodah, and every second we're in Golos, there's that pleasure.